Srila Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj quotes him in the Prapanna Jivanamritam, saying, Vrindavana Hoiti Shrestha Govardhana Shaila Gandharvika Giri Dhari Jata Kridha Koila, that the Shrestha means the best. He's saying superior to the Vrindavan pastimes, Radha and Krishna, said, are the pastimes that take place in Govardhan. This is his divine vision, and it is the divine vision of our Guru Varga. It is the conception that he's infusing in his followers, the significance, special significance of Govardhan in his final days. He expressed his heart's aspiration, echoing the sentiments of Raghunath Das Goswami, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. Raghunath Das Goswami, he's the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, but he's praying for the shelter of Govardhan to get a position there. Srila Saraswati Thakur also expressed this. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he also, in his final days, to the astonishment and horror of his followers, that he wanted to go in Govardhan in a bullock cart when his health was so fragile. But he was expressing his inner aspiration. So Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned that in one place where a building was being constructed, Srila Saraswati Thakur indicated that his residence would be on the ground floor, and on the first floor above, they're wondering, well, then who can stay there? They said, if you're staying on this level, then who will stay above you? And he said, well, that is for our Guru Varga. They'll stay in the higher position, and one step below, one step removed, we'll render service from there. So often, Srila Guru Maharaj would say that the the motto of Srila Saraswati Thakur is encapsulated in this expression, the Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange Matala Sarujana Vishayarange, which he composed at the time of the inauguration of the Gaudiya Math flagship center and Bagh Bazaar, where they were living previously in a hired house, rented, and the new temple was opened, and in the procession, as the deities proceeded, and his deities, various names, but one particularly, Gandharvika Giridhari, I'm more concerned they'll have, the guests will have some cushions. And in that mot, we're told first of all that Mahaprabhu, he says, Prithivite Ache Jata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Mornam. Sometimes it's told predicted thing. This Krishna consciousness movement will spread to every town and village in the world. So sometimes those who were perceiving the intensity of Srila Saraswati Thakur to promote Krishna consciousness everywhere, they're asking him, so it is your idea to make a temple and Krishna temple in every town and village in the world? And he said, no, that is not my idea. He said, my idea is to make everyone's heart a temple of Krishna, to establish a temple for Guru, Gauranga, Radha, Govinda, and the heart of every living being. That is my idea. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he mentioned that when he came in connection with Gaudiya Math, was not that he was attracted by the architecture of the temples or some sort of grandeur or organizational skills or any such thing. He said, but what he was attracted to was the dignity of the conception as given by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he's expressed that and various writings. The slokas Guru Maharaj composed in praise of Saraswati Thakur, such as Nikhilu Bhuvana Maya, Chinnavich Chinnakartri, Vibhuda Bahulamrigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shitilidibidi, Radhya, Radheshadvani, Vilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. Sometimes, in summary, first of all, in this poem, he said, when I wrote this, he said, I think I imprisoned Guru Maharaj in a cage of poetry, like when they capture the Royal Bengal tiger. So he said, in a cage of poetry, he's been captured. And there it alludes to his intensity that sometimes Guru Maharaj said he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, because Vrindavan is known as Madhurja, the land of sweetness. He had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, but it could only be detected within. Externally, he was in the position of a devastator. And he said in this sloka, Chinnavich Chinnakartri, dropping atom bomb, conceptual atom bombs on the karmis, gyanis, all different types of misconceptions. So that when we present it, Search for Sri Krishna, to Srila Guru Maharaj, and this picture was there, and with the caption, he declared totalitarian war against all other conceptions, including theistic conceptions. And I was afraid that maybe, although Guru Maharaj had said that, maybe it wasn't appropriate to put that as a caption. It was a little unusual, a little bold, not your typical caption for a picture. He declared totalitarian war against misconception, including all other religion. But Guru Maharaj's reaction was he began to beam and smile, and he said, if you didn't put anything else, if you only put this, he'd be fully represented there. So he said, the sweetness of Vrindavan within, it could only be detected within. He didn't make an external show of spiritual achievement, an ostentatious show of inner development and achievement. Rather, he was always concealing that. But we're told when one man came and spoke of the beauty of Lakshmi Devi, quoting so many slokas in his presence, this internal conflict in his heart, there was a clash of sentiments within, that he wanted to express something about the beauty of Srimati Radharani, but that can't be expressed in this world. Like the Jambunada, Hema, the gold that flows in the rivers of heaven. But at the same time, he's torn internally, and the man's going on praising Lakshmi Devi to the point where the internal conflict, clash of emotions was so great that Srila Saraswati Thakur fainted. And we'll say in ecstasy, he fainted and fell on the floor, but he would not violate his principle of Pudala Ragapat Gaurava Bhangay, to keep the Ragamarg, the path of spontaneous devotion, that higher love of Radha, Krishna, Brajagopis, keep it above. Don't try to bring it down into this plane. It will become contaminated. It will become an offensive imitation of the original. So, Matala Sarojana Vishayarange, this Vishayarange Gurudev, knowing how Bengalis might interpret it, asked Guru Maharaj, can we put Kirtanarange? He agreed. But the reason Saraswati Thakur chose those words, what he was saying was, in service to that higher plane, we will take all the things of this world and use them, offer them in service to the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda. Right? Which is the line, it's the Rupa Nuga line of Rupa Goswami, Anashaktasya Vishayan. There's that word Vishaya again. Anashaktasya Vishayan Yataham Upayunjitaha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Bhairagam Uchite. What is real renunciation? Not just giving up everything. Why give up something that can be used in the service of Krishna? Right? Guru said, even the beautiful girl can be used in the service of Krishna. Not as the Mayavadi say, no, she's an illusion. There's nothing there. No, the Vaisnava, she's also meant for the service of Krishna. Everyone and everything, every man, woman, and child, everything, the dog in the street, the birds in the trees, the flowers on the trees, the vegetables, the fruit, everything can be used in the service of Krishna. Right? And once it's achieved that position, it's taken upon the head as worshipable. Or, he said also, Vishayarangi means like bait. We may use something as bait to bring someone in connection with Krishna conception. So, when he told Guru Maharaj about preaching in London, he wanted preaching to happen in the Western countries. And sometimes the devotees say, well, you know, people, they don't like to come to the temple because you can't smoke, drink, eat meat, fish. And he said, oh, then we can arrange. They use the word hotel in India. Hotel in India means a restaurant. Amiya nods in agreement. So he said, we can arrange with a restaurant nearby to address their needs. When the governor of Bengal, the John Anderson, comes, they arrange his tobacco, his meat, his this, that, the other thing. So when Guru Maharaj heard these things, he was so shocked. He said, I think the end result will be contamination in our ashram. Not that we'll bring them. The end result could be the opposite. And he said, Saraswati Thakur's words were like lightning striking his heart. And he said, oh, you don't know. I decided this 10,000 years ago. It's not just some whimsical idea of the week. That's not what Vaikuntha Britti means, he told. And you have to have Vaikuntha Britti. Vaikuntha means unlimited. Or in this sense, he means generous, liberal view, a magnanimous, generous, liberal view on how to connect others with Krishna consciousness. So, sometimes Guru Maharaj would say about Srila Saraswati Thakur that he said, our Guru Maharaj's conceptions were mostly revolutionary. So this required a lot of flexibility from his disciples. Because there's a tendency, when we come in connection with Krishna consciousness, after a while to think we know what it is. This is actually something we have to deal with, recognize, and be vigilant about. We will think, oh, I know what it is. I've been in connection, and then fill in the blank. For this many years or this much time, I know what Krishna consciousness is. But to those who actually know, Muhyanti Yatsuraya, we're told Krishna conception can be bewilder even the gods. So what does Brahma say? Janantu eva janantu kim bahukta sameprabho manaso vapaso vaivavam tavagotra. He said, others may say that they know what Krishna is. Brahma, right? It's told Brahma Madhvagodi Sampradaya, Brahma, head, guru, he's saying, but I don't have much to say on this subject. He's beyond my body, mind, words, intellect to understand. So then some people will say, then don't say anything. You're admitting you can't properly describe God. You can't properly describe divinity. So then be quiet. Don't say anything about it. Right? It sounds almost like it makes sense up to a point. But if Krishna wants to reveal himself, to make himself known, then he can use someone's body, mind, words, intellect to do so. Kaimanobhaka. So the devotees are offering themselves in that seva. And Saraswati Thakur, when they're building that flagship Gaudiya Math, he expressed his desire to his disciples. He said, the equivalent would be, let's put it, well, what can we say? Does people know what pennies are? Or kopecks? Remember kopecks? Do they still have them? They do? Okay. So he's saying, I want a 100,000 pice. That's not even rupees. But that's what he said. But then one man, disciple of his, he gave, like, let's say $3 million. So everybody was happy. And they said, oh, Prabhupada, you only asked for this much, but Jagabandhu Prabhu, he's given $3 million. Hey, we can now make the temple. So your wish is fulfilled. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, my wish, that's good that Jagabandhu Prabhu has given this. But that my desire hasn't been fulfilled yet. He said, because I wanted that 100,000 people would get Sukriti. I wanted 100,000 people to give a little something and get the mercy of Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda. How beautiful was his concept. That's why Gurumar said he's more affectionate than a father. Janakadika Vatsali Snigdhapadam. That sort of affection. Not some superficial touchy-feely show of affection. But deep in his heart, he wanted to take people to the, what's sometimes described as the boat of the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He saw they're being devoured by Mayavadi impersonalist philosophies, philosophies that deny the personality of the Godhead and the possibility of a loving relationship with him. He came to give this. He came to distribute the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that's like a dharmas, charma, gate, satata, yogas, chabogatmako, where Guru Maharaj is describing what happened in Bengal, how gradually the sampradaya was off track and lost, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur restored it. Sometimes Srila Gurudev would say, very beautifully, he said, Saraswati Thakur, that he was attracted by the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Krishna conception, so beautiful and enchanting that Srila Saraswati Thakur could not resist that. So we told Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Gaura Dhamma Dham, Nama Dham, Muda, Bhakti Dham, Buridham, Bande, Bhaktivinoda Dham, Sada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us all of our books. He revealed Mahaprabhu's birthplace, the Navadvipa Mahatmyam, gave Krishna Bhakti, Radha Dasyam, all these things. But one more thing was needed. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had brought all this wealth into this world, as Guru Maharaj said. When we consider the magnitude of his contribution, we can understand it was not something he achieved, but rather he descended to distribute something. This was not accumulated wealth from his lifetime. He descended from the highest plane to distribute this. But, so he brought the wealth here, then you need the agent of distribution. So Gurudev saying very beautifully, so Saraswati Thakur is attracted by the beauty of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Krishna conception. He appears in his family. And once Gurudev said too, as Bhaktivinoda invited Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to verify the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, he also invited to verify the divine appearance, the appearance of this divine child, Srila Saraswati Thakur, who Guru Maharaj writes in his poetry how he, the Neelachala, sometimes Jagannath Puri called Neelachala, the blue mountain, there's the blue ocean, Nilam Bodhi Tate Sadasa Viraha, but Neelachala. So he appears there, and it's told, predicted in Puranic literature, that the merciful distribution of Krishna consciousness will come out of Puri. So some take it, oh, that means it's a reference to Jagannath. But, and it is. But if Saraswati Thakur was born, if you see where he was born, if he was born any nearer to Jagannath, it would have been like on the altar in the temple. Here's the Jagannath Puri temple, and like right, he appears here. And it's very mystical. And we're told what happened. The Jagannath festival comes, and the deities are in procession, and his mother comes out with the baby to present the baby to the Jagannath deity, and the big garland falls down from the deity as for the child. So everyone knows this is a divine child. And from Puri, all the grace will come. So he appeared there. And Guru was told, and he leaves the world and on the Navadvip side. So he said, just like Mahaprabhu, he appears in Navadvip and goes to Puri. Saraswati Thakur takes that from Puri and to Navadvip and distributes all over the world. And he, Guru Maharaj told, when he was telling his first followers, he's capturing one or two men, that he's speaking with such great intention, pounding the table and saying things they could not understand. But what they could understand, Saki Babu told, he said, it's as if he's trying to forcibly make us taste some nectarine substance. That we could understand. But the full range, comprehension of what he's saying, we could not understand. And Guru Maharaj says, like we see in his poetry, Ati komala kanchana dirga tanum tanum nindita hema mrinala madam madanarbhuta mandita chandra padam pranamami shada prabhupada padam. His face, when it would, he'd get so excited in speaking about Krishna and Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani that his face would flush pink and look pink white, like a lotus flower. And Guru Maharaj is telling that Ati komala kanchana dirga tanum, that the how soft and beautiful his divine form was, and how the cupids would swoon to see his beauty. Guru Maharaj can see all these things. Mahadadbhuta pavana shakti padam pranamami sada prabhupada padam jati rajaganai parivesma parisevya padam. The jati raj, the king of the sannyasis, Gaudiya Goshtipati, the emperor, acharya of all the Gaudiyas, Sri Jiva Tejastiti, with the valor and intensity of approach of Srila Jiva Goswami and protecting the Sampradaya, would not tolerate any Upasiddhanta. His name is Bhakti Siddhanta. He personifies Bhakti Siddhanta, like the Bhakti Siddhanta Sindhu mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamritam of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he, one by one, converted men into his followers and turned them into empowered agents for distribution. So when he was meeting a lawyer once for some Gaudiya Math business, that lawyer, because he's Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam, he's the personification of Hari Kirtan, always talking about Krishna and Mahaprabhu, and that it's supposed to be business, but he's preaching to that man. So that man says, are you trying to convert me? And Saraswati Thakur said, yes. He said, actually though, if you give 5 minutes of your attention to this, it would happen automatically, and you would realize, really, it's not conversion. You're just becoming awakened to the innate wealth within you that is gifted by the grace of Guru and Vaishnav. But you can't give 5 minutes. So, he, as successful as the Gaudiya Math was in India, he wanted Krishna consciousness taken to the West, to England, to America, particularly English-speaking countries, and then through that to the rest of the world. And he infused this preaching spirit within his followers, as Guru Maharaj records in the last line of that sloka, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. He's saying, may his Vani, and this is Guru Maharaj's genius too. His name is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. What is Saraswati famous for? Singing. What does singing mean in this context? Kirtan. What does kirtan mean? Preaching. What's another word for this? Vani. So Saraswati, Guru Maharaj pulls out the word Vani, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May his divine instructions, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam, play in my heart eternally. So that we consider doing anything, as Guru Maharaj did, he considered retiring and doing Nirjan Bhajan and going into seclusion. But the play of Bhakti Siddhanta Vani upon his heart told him, no, you have to preach, extend Krishna consciousness to others. Played in the heart of Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada and all of his disciples and grand disciples and others. This compulsion, inner compulsion to extend Krishna consciousness to others. Why? As Guru Maharaj said, because it is not our property to possess. You can't take this as your own. It was graciously extended to us with the tacit understanding that out of gratitude, you will extend it to others. That's the voice of Saraswati Thakur that's in the heart of all of his disciples and subsequent grand disciples and followers. That whatever we have, as Gurudev would said, he would say, if I have 5 rupees, then I start a 5 rupee business. Meaning, who will say, oh, I'm fully imbued with Krishna consciousness? Then you can say something. No, to whatever degree some of the wealth of the Guru Varga has, by their grace, descended in our hearts, we try and extend that to others. What we have appreciated. So the best preaching is very often what that individual devotee has appreciated, and they're sharing that in a very natural way with someone else. So Srila Guru Maharaj had this great depth of vision to see deeply the identity of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he's recorded that in his poetry in different places. But he would sometimes say when we were praising him for what he's saying that really what you're doing is you're praising the wealth of my Guru Maharaj. These are all his gifts, these conceptions. Guru Maharaj was developing them and extending them to others, but they're all attributed to his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this is his Tirobhav, the disappearance day. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in his poetry, he reasons ill who tell that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and in living try to spread the holy name around. So we see, in his absence, by the power of his order and his continued grace upon the Krishna consciousness movement, it thrives and it's spread all over the world and continuing to spread, really, he's the agent in the background of all this distribution. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, like that. But at this time, when he left the world, it was actually on January 1st. So we've gone lunar to the, sometimes lunar and solar are one. So this is that day. January 1st of 1937, where 36 became 37. And at the auspicious time, where Guru Maharaj mentions this and his prayers and separation, that it's the time when Gandharvika, Giridhari, when they awaken in the morning, the divine couple, and he says that Radharani was looking for him and feeling separation from him and the necessity of his association, some seva only he can do. So she called him up at that time into the upper world. So he disappeared, became unmanifest in this plane and manifest in that plane. That's how we understand.